In 2011, milk market prices at times surpassed $20 for every 100 pounds of milk. Those were some of the best monthly prices in the last 2 years, thanks in part to a high demand for milk exports. But in 2012, UW Extension Professor Emeritus Bob Kropp says prices could drop by over $2 for every 100 pounds. He says one reason for that is there's more milk being produced in other countries. For example, Kropp says New Zealand is bouncing back after a rough year for its farmers.
They account for close to 40% of world dairy trade, and they have experienced weather-related problems. Their production was not up last year, and that opened up opportunity for U.S. exports.
Kropp says other factors that could help drive down milk market prices in 2012 include higher-than-needed production and substantial feed costs. Steve Roysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.